This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, Jerry, what's going on,
man? Well, indeed, the Yankees is what's going on. And BT and Sal at the stadium today. I'm not sure if you know this, but Aaron Boone with them at 10.
Yeah, I've
heard
that.
And then Andy Pettit at 10:15.
Pettit was not confirmed yet, BT told me.
Okay,
I was not confirmed.
That'd be great. Right, told to get Aaron Boone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he told me not confirmed. So.
Okay,
I don't know what to say. I don't know. Well, maybe it's confirmed.
I'm doing what I was told to do. So yeah. Boone and Pettit.
It would be great if they could get Boone at 10 o'clock. That'd be perfect.
Well, I think that's confirmed.
Oh, yeah, that is.
I think you're saying Pettit might not have been, but I think that is too. So either way, it's going to be a big day of baseball.
I wonder if the Yankees win today on opening day, will Brandon and Aaron Boone have drinks after the game?
100%. You know, because that's what Brandon does.
You know, and then they celebrate.
The players, right? Gets drunk.
He does after the game and celebrates.
Yeah, they keep the bars open late.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just for
celebrating
him
after one game,
after one win.
And really, what have you accomplished?
Right.
Wow. Dave Sims and Susan Waldman at 3:05 here on The Fan. It's Rodon and Freddie Peralta. In Houston, you've got the Mets and the Astros. Here's Clay Holmes. He gets the opening day start against Framber Valdez.
Yeah, it's starting to set in for sure. Again, season's upon us. I thought we had a great spring training. I think we're in a great position to put out to do.
No, we shall see if they can. First pitch on a Mets Odyssey Radio, 8:80 a.m. at 4:10 p.m. Last hour, we were talking about the former Yankees that are making starts around the league. There are five of them. Boston plays in Texas today. That's where they will open things up. So here was Rafael Devers. I'll take you back about 4 weeks or so. Asked about his position now that the Red Sox were, at least at that point, rumored to be signing Alex Bregman.
So are you saying if they ask you to DH, you won't do it?
No.
Can you expand on that?
I play third.
All right, well, he's not playing third. He is DHing. Here was Alex Cora on WEEI.
We had conversations throughout spring training, and he was very vocal about how he felt. And we made a decision. Alex is going to play third. Rafi's going to DH. And we all are in the winning business, and he understands that.
There you go. I can't imagine he's happy, but that's what
he's
gonna
do. He gets to sit down, and then he goes, get the hit. And he gets paid a lot of money to do just that.
Yeah, that is true.
It's like a dream come true, kind of. You know?
And by the way, it's kind of like you have a five-tool player sitting on the bench that if you need a third baseman, if, something happens.
Oh, yeah.
You just pull him right off the bench and let him go play third base.
Got to be a team-first guy. That's what I'm saying. By the way, Pettit now confirmed.
Good.
There you go.
I do think if you do that, you lose the DH and the pitcher hits, though. So not as easy, but I know what you're saying.
Well, get somebody else the DH.
There you go. That's true. Here's Russell Wilson. He spoke to the media last night over a Zoom. He's now the Giants quarterback. Here he was on his new head coach.
Yeah, I think Daboll is one of the most competitive guys. You get to see it, you know, in terms of his play calling over the years. He's coached some amazing guys, guys like Josh Allen, guys like Tua. That's like Jalen Hurts in college and stuff.
And Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I was going to say.
By the way, you know, when you watch some of the highlights of Russell playing with Pittsburgh last year, they're not bad.
Yeah, but they're showing his best moments.
I understand that. You know, really, it just, you know, if he is willing to let it go and let it fly and get Malik Nabers going, I think then it's going to be, that would be a match made in heaven. Just the question is you know, what are the Giants going to do at number three?
Here are the lowlights. This is the lowlight package of Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but
Wilson,
that's him getting sacked.
Well, hold on. This is a bad throw here. Ready?
Let's see. Throwing it right.
Not great.
No.
Yeah. Could have been on the receiver.
It could have been. That is true.
Remember when Sean Marash claimed Ciara was hitting on him at a...
Yes.
Some event, and if neither one of them was married, he thinks he could have got some action.
Yeah. Yes, I do remember that
story.
It's
going to get awkward around here.
Wouldn't that be something? Oh, my God. It'd be great for the radio station. That scandal happened.
Oh.
But Sean's probably that type of guy when he was single that he thought every bartender or waitress wanted him, too, because they were being nice to him.
Has he ever looked in the mirror?
He's got a high opinion of himself.
Yeah, he does.
Physically. Yeah, he does.
And you spent a lot of time with him this weekend.
I did. It was great. He was fantastic. He raised $1,500 behind the bar there at the tap room in Huntington. He was very ingratiating and really, really took it seriously, and I was very proud of him.
And he also helped me out last year at the Portly Villager fundraiser for BEF.
See, this guy, you know, he's like a little sneaky good guy.
Sneaky good guy. Doesn't want you to think he's a good guy, but he's a sneaky good guy.
Yeah, but he's not the greatest looking guy.
Well, we know that, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's a little self-awareness I think would be helpful.
It's like a bread roll with legs.
That's terrible. That's funny, though.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You asked about the funny audio with Al. So it's not... Al caught himself with this whole Jim Nantz thing.
All right.
But he also had no problem on the warm-up show this morning admitting with the Nantz retirement.
Do you know it actually took me longer than it should have for me to realize it wasn't his 100th Masters?
Oh, God.
You know, I originally wrote on my show sheet,
he's going to call his 100th Masters.
Because 2036 will be his 100th Masters. No,
yeah, not quite, but you did catch yourself, and it was fine, and it was not on the show sheet as Jim Nantz calling his
100th
Masters.
The Masters, Al?
Masters, no. The only Masters I've ever watched is when Tiger made that comeback after we thought he was all...
2019?
Yeah, I went running home to watch it.
Oh, you did? Okay, but you will not watch it this year?
No. Unless Tiger's back.
Okay. He's not.
Making a run.
No, he is not. No, he just popped his Achilles, and he's stooping a former Trump.
That is happening. That is true. Yeah. Clippers Knicks last night in the Garden.
Clippers have taken the crowd completely out of this one. Here late third and here in the fourth. Harden flips it up. Zubac right there.
7-footer, omnipotent tonight.
Best offensive rebounder in the NBA this year. And lead up to 17.
And the win would be by 13. Mike Breen, Clyde Frazier on MSG. 126-113. The final, Clippers beat the Knicks. 29 for James Harden. Kawhi Leonard at 27. Mentioned Zubac there at 18. Norman Powell had 19 points. Here was Tom Thibodeau. This was a back-and-forth game at times, but the third quarter really was an issue where LA put up 40 points. Could you kind of feel this game slipping away?
Yeah, I thought it started at the end of the second, so we didn't close the second. Great. And then, offensively, I thought we scored enough, but you know, they got going. And that was a problem.
Yes, here's Josh Hart. What was the problem?
It's hard to pinpoint one. It was just a collection of everything. For offensively, we could have played a little better, could have played a little faster.
And defensively gave up way too many points and too many threes. Again, L.A. made 16 of them in the loss. Karl Anthony Towns had 34 points, 14 rebounds. The Raptors easy over the Nets, 116-86. Lakers beat the Pacers, 120-119. So here's your scenario. L.A. down one, final possession of the game. This was on ESPN.
Rebounded by Luka. LeBron leaked out. They didn't see him. Here he is down court. Luka with two for the win. Tipped up and in on the count. LeBron James at the buzzer.
Oh, it counted all right. 120-119 was the final. LeBron didn't do a whole lot on this night, but had a nice fourth quarter. And the tip in, Luka Doncic led the way with 34 as LA wins by one. Now, I mentioned when we played the one clip last hour from LeBron with McAfee about the whole possible rigging of the NBA draft lottery. So this is one he was thinking back to his time when he left Cleveland and went to Miami. And then his first trip into Cleveland, he's staying at the team hotel downtown. Now, on a much smaller scale, we certainly get this too, where guys on social media just bury us, and then you meet them and like, oh, that was just joking. You're, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So here he is he had this interesting encounter with two fans at the team hotel.
The elevator opens, and it's two guys, random guys on the elevator. I don't know. You guys can always pull this up. They used to have these FULBJ. T-shirts,
okay.
Black T-shirts, red letters. And I see the two guys, they see me, they say, oh my God. Oh, no, listen, this is, man, we love you so much, man. We're just here for the spectacle, man. We're just here for the spectacle. Like, seriously, we love you, man.
That's not a surprise either, yeah. Which is kind of funny. So he was on for over an hour.
Yeah, and he went into the Stephen A. Smith stuff, and yeah. Stephen A. Smith went back at him and said that he would put hands on him, throw hands or something. It was ridiculous.
Whatever. Yes, exactly.
They figured it out, man. They figured out the whole yin and yang entertainment thing, man.
Well, you know what, though? Stephen A. Smith does. I don't think LeBron is in on that. I don't think that he...
It doesn't seem like it.
I think he's serious about it.
And well, it's because it's his son. That's why.
But I mean, LeBron and Spike put something like out like this that I'm about to say, and I agreed with it, is that LeBron is probably the most unlikable superstar in sports when he's just sitting around and talking. Like, when you put him in the same breath as, like, the Magic Johnsons, the Michael Jordan's, Kobe Bryant's. She's just not, he just comes across as, I don't know.
Snarky?
I don't know if it's snarky as much as it is, like, he's just kind of like I got to find the right word.
It's not Ask
quite,
Rock.
It's not quite,
Ask Rock.
It's not quite douchey. It's like superiority
but
douchey.
A different kind of unlikable than Russell Wilson for you?
Well, Russell Wilson, I feel like, is full of crap. You don't get his real personality. That's the big part of it.
You just think that he's disingenuous.
Yeah, there's no way that there's something. What he gives us is not him, and that bothers me. That it's a big phony thing. LeBron James, I think, is authentic. I think that's who he is. I just think he doesn't come across as, like, for someone as good as he is, he should be more likable, and he's just not.